that joy, that elation, because you've earned it. I mean, the years that you put in, the hard work, you've earned your way into a distinguished group of really incredible people. And no matter where we alums end up in life, we all have privileged information about life after. Secrets. Vital information about what's next. And since it would be impossible to track you all down on Thursday, and when parents are here and everything is crazy, I figured, also, you guys are pretty fast and loose with the rules anyway, I've noticed. Why not just give the information now, before it's official? All the secrets right now. Now, after I've given them to you, you're probably going to wonder, well, how the hell come nobody gave us all this stuff earlier? Why didn't they tell us this before? And the truth is, with everything you guys do every single day, there really was no time or energy to process anything. Which brings me to the first secret. One of the first things you'll notice after you leave here is how much more of your time is your own. You nodded, so you're looking forward to it, right? That's the thing you've been looking forward to. I need you guys to understand something about that, though. Free time can be costly. Free time has a funny way of making SAS alums feel like they're invincible. You thought your procrastination game was strong here? Welcome to college. It's on PEDs now. We're talking about maybe 2.5 to maybe 4 hours of class a day, 5 days a week, that you can probably schedule mostly your own. You plan out the whole day. Netflix has never been so tempting. And you'll sit there thinking, well, the professor gave me 3 weeks to write a 10-page paper I can bang out in 3 hours. This is easy. And it is. It can be. Until you wake up on the Friday that the paper's due at 1 p.m., hungover from the night before, wondering whether you actually sent that snap to your teacher's assistant. And then you'll realize that not only did you sleep through your alarm that you set to get up early to get that paper done, but you've also missed all your classes that day and the deadline for the paper. And that's not good. Because unlike here at St. Andrews, you're not going to get a special comment. The professor's not going to write those. The professor won't even know that you didn't turn anything in until it's too late. Your professor's not going to care. And that's where you come in. That's where you have to work really hard, because you're talking about being one of maybe 25 to 200 people in that one session. It's not like that here. And you only matter as much as you are present and engaged. That's it. Your anonymity demands more accountability, not less. Now, this isn't me saying that you shouldn't party. I know, we all know you're going to do that. Your parents know that too, even though they don't really want to talk about it. But this next secret is actually about them. Most of you probably have parents who seem kind of naggy, concerned about your future in a way that feels way, way too uncomfortable. Why are they like this? It's because they're doing a job for which even the most qualified are underqualified for no pay, and that only they signed up for. And that's keeping all of you bozos safe, alive, and in a position to do the same thing for you. They'll remain adamant about the choices that they think you should make, especially if they're the ones paying for you to be able to make those choices. They'll continue to frame their support based on how they see a stable, successful life that they may or may not have been able to create for themselves. listen to that guidance, embrace the concern. But while you're finding ways to do whatever the hell it is you want to do anyway, make sure that that path you choose counts. Make sure that by remaining present and focused on your goals, you're investing in a future that, such that your truth can stand up to any paths that you were supposed to take. And so the next secret is for the dreamers. Where are you? Maybe it's all of you. Is it you? This is for those of you whose road ahead is something that people might not necessarily understand. For those of you who've been quiet about your dreams for fear of being laughed at or discouraged. Weirdos win, while the haters post comments. Inside most critics, you'll find someone who gave up. It's true. Now, your path will be tough, but it's yours, and yours alone. The voice in your head telling you that you can't, not to bother, can't you see that you're the only one who even remotely thinks you can do this? That's ease talk. The force that's designed to keep you ordinary. Just know that ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. And that's not mine. Denzel Washington said it. And ease is a one-way ticket to a life of regret. I said that just now. And since your future is already uncertain and belongs to no one else, why not give your dreams an honest try? Use the work ethic that you developed here to pour into the things you actually care about. Why not? Even if things don't work exactly how you imagined, and they never do, live a life that you can look back on and say, I did. Now the next secret goes out to all the people of color and LGBT in the house tonight. Remember all those microaggressions you experienced over the past few years? The awkward exchanges that you had with people who'd never met anyone like you? Yeah? Congratulations. In college, you're going to have to do it all over again. And if you thought, I'm not sorry, I'm being real right now, y'all, because I never had this opportunity. If you thought that St. Andrews would fully prepare you for the culture shock that you'll almost certainly endure in the next chapter, because the students you'll meet at your new schools, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, will most likely be living away from home for the first time, which means that they've been at home strengthening their implicit biases while you were here developing a false sense of security in a predominantly white and heteronormative space. Now, I could be wrong about this. Like, I'm older than you guys. Things might have changed. I hope that I'm wrong about this. I do. But the kinds of tensions that continue to be reported in colleges don't really give me too much hope about that. So my hope has to lie in each and every one of the straight and white people in the room today. The systemically marginalized among you are simply trying to make good on the opportunities that those who came before them fought and died for. That's plenty of character. So my plea to those of you who benefit from the privilege that exempts you from that journey is to check your peers who don't understand that. We've spent centuries trying to explain that bigotry is wrong. I think we just need more translators out there. The last secret comes back around to time. And it's something I've actually shared with some of you already. It describes how remaining present is a skill that you can trust to get you where you want and need to be. As young people, we've all spent time, I was a young person for once, we've all spent time looking forward, whether it's to that mountain of assignments that you have to at the end of the week, or that unattainable career goal off in the distance. You never surpass those obstacles all at once, so there's no reason to feel the weight of all of them at once. I remix what we held dear from Dead Poets Society a little bit. Season of the Day is great. But I'm the kind of person who likes to win it. I like to stack up all of my wins throughout the day. I got up in time for all my commitments and I fit a good meal in. Win! I made a telephone call that I really didn't want to, but I had to. Win! I submitted that application for the opportunity. Win! I told that person I have a crush on a joke. She didn't think it was as funny as I thought she would, but I did it. Win! Live to win your days, and you can trust that they will add up to the future that seems always beyond your reach. Winning the day keeps you ready to be in the right place at the right time. Winning the day treats success like you've been there before, instead of something that you talk yourself out of. And winning the day is that big, fat middle finger to the anxiety that keeps you from what you really want. And before I finish, I should confess that there are no secrets that alumni pass on to graduates. I made that up today. But to be able to pass on some advice to you all is really what the Alumni Network is about. That's the bond that we share across generations. There are pragmatic benefits to reaching out to fellow alumni, and we're all willing to help you every step of the way with whatever we can. Now, I've lived in service at the school for the past few months, but you can do it wherever you go. In how you live your best life, and how you improve the lives of those around you. I'm not going to pretend that you all had the best time while you were here. Statistically, that is just impossible. But trust that the principles of kindness and generosity that you took away from here will be appreciated by everyone in your life that you come across, whether it's at a crappy summer job or a promising internship or the corner office of your own startup, which just happens to be your couch. The way you live every day can somehow be linked back to your formative years here. So how do you win Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we reach the finish line? Drink it in, man. Soak it in. Leave nothing unsaid. Allow yourself to feel everything. Take the victory lap before the next phase begins. Sam Winslow has been taking his for months. And lastly, how do you win the kickoff to your summer? Please, please, please stay hydrated. I love you all. Congratulations and welcome.